This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
K&C Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You've got Corey Majors, the famous Mike Bacsik, and of course, Alec Medford comprising the crew today. We're going to talk a lot of Cowboys. Also, I'm just curious, do you like to vote early or do you like to vote on Election Day? And
early and often.
Okay. Yep. You should only vote once.
Well, I mean, if they give you more forms, you have to fill them out. You don't have to use your own name.
You can vote early. You can do a mail-in vote.
No.
And you can vote the day of the election.
You're not supposed to do all of that.
What if my family can't get to the voting station, so they just say, you vote for me? Yeah, what if I want to do that?
You are not supposed to do that either.
I like to vote early, Kevin, because I will forget on the day of.
Okay.
And so I like to get it out of the way just so I know I don't have to worry about
it anymore. They say dead people vote, too. I remember that story.
Oh, my God. All right. I'm going to just throw it to cut number 16 real quick. Just keep in mind, this came out in 1996, and I still think it's I'll play the softer cut. It's as applicable now as it was then.
Senator Dole, why should people vote for you instead of President Clinton?
It makes no difference which one of us you vote for. Either way, your planet is doomed. Doomed!
Well, a refreshingly frank response there from Senator Bob Dole.
So, I know that's what a lot of people are feeling like today. So, I'm just curious if people like to vote early or if they like to vote the day of. Now, let's get into some Cowboys.
Heck yeah, let's go.
There's already been a moving and a shaking this morning. The NFL trade deadline, it's today at 3 o'clock. So when we hit the deadline, that'll be during G-Bag Nation. Obviously, hopefully you're going to listen to G-Bag Nation anyway. But that should push you even further. Jerry Jones said that Dak is likely to go on injured reserve. And the Cowboys made a trade for Jonathan Mingo, which is not getting early praise.
All right. I also went to Jonathan Mingo's because, look, man, his NFL stats are there. If you've watched, I have watched enough of him to go, all right. I drafted him in fantasy last year and then immediately released him because I was like, that didn't turn out as good as I wanted it to
be. Yeah.
But whenever I went and looked at his NFL.com prospect grade, I always love the prospect grade. It might be hit or miss, but what's your current feeling on him? Meh. Right?
Yeah.
All right. Here
that's
was his,
probably fair.
His prospect grade was a 6.27.
Which means like a starter.
The grade on that, Kevin, is will eventually be average starter. And at the moment,
okay,
that's what he is. He's 6'2", 220 pounds, maybe a little bit heavier than that right now because of the NFL. He has a physical build. So far, and what Dane Brugler wrote also, long strider, not so it takes him time to build up speed. If he's playing press coverage, that's going to be tough for him. I haven't seen any difference in the NFL so far from what I read from Dane Brugler. So I don't know exactly what the vision is for him, what they want him to be, but at the moment, he's Jalen Tolbert-ish, and that's about it. And Jalen Tolbert hasn't turned into what I thought he should be.
So just to hammer that home, Jane Slater had a couple of tweets about this. I asked a GM of another team his thoughts and said, talented, a little raw, comp is too much, like way too much. Probably is most like Tolbert of the guys out there. Just my opinion, not a bad player, but to include a fourth is rich. Then she talked to another GM who said it probably should have been like a sixth or a seventh for the compensation. And this is a player that, I mean, like, what have you done lately is what I know people like to look at. And in the last four games, he has one catch for 1 yard on 5 targets.
Heck yeah.
So I understand why people...
One more catch than zero.
That's true.
You could have got a negative play out of that catch.
That is very true.
Positive play.
Hell yeah. So Positive Mike is here and ready to play.
So let me ask you this question, because I think this was just for entertainment purposes. Jerry wanted...
Can you expand on that just a little bit? I know what you mean.
I think that he wants to take away from us going, the season is over, Dak's out for a month or till Thanksgiving-ish. I just think that he's like, I have to keep the Cowboys in the spotlight. And so this did it. Now we're seeing, if you go to websites, Cowboys make a trade for a wide receiver. They don't actually put the person's name on the headline because they go, oh, we need people to think they just traded for Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
They did. And so I think that this keeps them on television and this keeps them in the conversation. And so what we're doing right now, and I'm not saying we wouldn't be talking Cowboys, we kind of have to. We're in Dallas.
Yeah.
Is I think this is accomplishing his goal of this trade. He doesn't care about the fourth round pick today. He will care about it a little bit on draft day when there's maybe somebody that he would have liked to have drafted there, but he won't know it. It'd just be his scouts would be like, dang it, I wish we had that pick.
And I just wanted to throw this out there because I think this is not a fair assessment. From the 817, Cowboys can't hit on first and second round picks. Who gives an S about a fourth? I actually think that is definitely wrong. I think the Cowboys have a better track record than a lot of teams at hitting early. But just in the last few years, fourth round picks, Dalton Schultz, Dorrance Armstrong, Tony Pollard, and Jake Ferguson... There, you've gotten some quality players out of that. Now, you've also missed...
Jabril Cox.
Yes.
Josh Ball.
You've missed for sure.
Reggie Robinson.
But you've gotten a lot of good players out of the fourth round. So I don't think that that is a fair assessment of
that draft
pick at all.
Remember, this is the only way they get players. They forfeit free agency intentionally. That's their philosophy on cap is you do not sign free agents until they drop down to like... You have A level out, B level out, like 100%. C level, if the price is right, but probably not. And then D's and F's is what they get in free agency. So when you trade this pick, this is kind of the only way they acquire talent. So what they're saying is we acquired it. We acquired a talented player. I don't think they care. I think that Jerry Jones demanded that Will McClay trade for a wide receiver.
Do something.
And so Will McClay is stuck on a timeline here that in a few hours it's up and he's just like, I have to satisfy the dad. And so he satisfied the dad by telling him, was Jonathan Mingo a second round pick?
He was.
Yeah. So I got a guy who was just recently a second
round
pick.
By the way, they've already said that they really liked him when he was coming out of college.
So Will, because Jerry Jones has no clue who Jonathan Mingo is. So
he's like, isn't that running back from Texas? Jonathan.
Yeah. Isn't that the guy that grew 6 inches in an offseason?
That's Kuminga.
Oh, okay.
And that wasn't true either.
Okay. But I just think that Will McClay satisfied Jerry Jones's demand. I tell this story, I've told it before, but whether it's true or not, I'll just tell you my source. It was Rick Barry in 2007. He was telling me a story back when Jerry West was the general manager of the Memphis Grizzlies, and the owner had money to spend, and the owner was upset because Jerry West had not spent the money immediately in free agency. And I was like, what is going on? How did all of these guys get signed? I gave you this money. We have this money. Use the money. And Jerry West got frustrated. Immediately picked up the phone, called up Brian Cardinal's agent, gave him a deal that couldn't refuse because there was probably not a deal on the table close to. Hung up the phone and told the owner, we just got Brian Cardinal, your money spent.
Kevin, what did Jerry Jones do after the Cowboys lost the Packers?
He said he's going to have meetings and then kept McCarthy.
But what was the line? What was the phrase that we used all offseason that he said?
He's going to be all in.
What happened this Sunday after the game? Jerry Jones immediately came out and said, we're going to do something.
Yeah.
Because I need to distract you from what just happened.
Yep.
I need you to...
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm flipping this around, and I need you to immediately forget about what just happened. And listen, Broda said this on Sunday after the game.
If you don't take a running back in the first
that's
two
not
rounds,
what Broda said. That was, okay. That was yesterday.
I was just asking.
Broda said this after the game, and he's right. The fans are, there are a lot of smart fans. They know, they've watched good football. The thing is, we can see how all other teams are run too.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have been watching how teams are built. There are a lot of smart fans. That's why they're frustrated. That's why the fans are frustrated, because they see past that. They're like, hold on, we've seen that happen before, Jerry. We get that. The action of evolving and changing a team is completely different. Doing things to distract us doesn't work. And that's why, like, when a trade like this happens, Mike's telling, I think I'm right there with him. Hey, man, do something, because these fans they're upset about this. We got to do something to shake it up, to distract them. But the fans are smarter than that now. We see it all the time on the fans. There are some dumb ones, all right? Don't get me wrong. And it's okay if you're a dumb fan. That's fine. But but there are a lot of smart Tolos and a lot of smart Cowboys fans that are upset because they've seen that happen before.
It's like, I just think about the Cowboys on defense. I think Mike Zimmer's like, I got a lot of stupid players on this team. Like, remember how Darren Woodson or Tony Tolbert, all these guys, like, they're going to really like them, but, like, it's a little bit complex at times, but it's going to be, you're going to be able to disguise certain things. And it's like, well, you can, unless your cornerback's looking to your sideline as the ball's being snapped and going, I have no clue where I'm supposed to be or why I'm supposed to be here.
Yeah, and you saw Monday Night Football last night. You saw DeAndre Hopkins. DeAndre Hopkins got traded for less than what the Cowboys gave up for Jonathan
Mingo. And you know what? Okay, all right, hold on. But that's another discussion that I think is real here. DeAndre Hopkins got traded for less.
A conditional fit.
For a right now.
Yes,
like,
true.
DeAndre Hopkins is legitimately helping the Chiefs right now.
Where the Cowboys seem to be saying this is their Hamels deal in terms of, like, hey, hopefully we think he'll be good for a couple
helping
years.
It's not helping Cooper Rush. It's not helping Dak Prescott. It's a young receiver that they hope maybe helps them a couple years from now or next year. That's what I'm only banking on, that, because those are two different things. But you're right. The price paid seems out of whack there still.
So this morning,
this is fun.
And that's another frustration, Kevin, is that at this point, Cowboys fans are starting to look to next year.
Yeah.
They are starting to go, look, we just lost Dak. There's too many things here. This is the bad season. It happens.
And
the reality is kind of wanting them to just say, look, that is where we are right now. I don't know if are you going to lose interest in the team for this year if they said, that's it? That they're looking at next year now?
I think plenty of people probably would.
And the draft show is going to be swamped.
I agree. Now,
it's just a different type of interest. Sorry, I keep cutting you off.
No, that's okay. Yeah. Mike loves dancing on the Cowboys' grave, and I'm not going to lie, that kind of pisses me off.
Uh-huh.
But what are you supposed to say about it this morning? What are you supposed to say about it after the last game or the last game or the last game?
You got
to
call it what it is. You have to be honest with what you actually see.
Yes.
Otherwise, it makes you look like you don't have a clue what you're talking
about. Yes. And so this morning when Jerry, he was very adamant with Sean and RJ, and then he kind of gave you a sneak preview of the Mingo move because he was like, we're not going to be sellers. And in fact, we got to move right now. As soon as he said we're not going to be sellers, I have to admit, I had a little bit of hope. Not a lot, but a little bit of hope yesterday when Steven goes, you have to look at it from every possible outcome.
You
there's
do.
Plenty
That's
of football,
true.
But maybe not that much football. And I was like,
that was
okay.
Very real.
Yeah. I was like, okay, maybe they see it. Maybe they get it. And then Jerry's like, we're not selling anything.
And I also will, I will put myself in that, try to put yourself in the position of Jerry, who looks at himself as the colonel of the franchise, right? Hey, look, everybody's following
the
me.
KFC.
Everybody's following, not KFC, Mike, but everybody's following me. If I show that I've given up hope on the plan, because he keeps throwing out the, look, I've seen things happen before, and hey, look,
true.
Anything wild can happen. If I just give up, then I don't give myself that opportunity that something wild could happen. He wants people to believe that something can happen. And I want to believe it too. Honestly, a lot of us, all of us want to believe that something good can come out of a bad situation. We all want to believe that you can rise up. We love underdog stories.
Sure.
But that's what he's, when he says that, I don't think it's delusional. I think it's him trying to convince himself and other people around him that something special could happen.
So I go back and forth on that. I think that's a great point. I go back and forth
it's
with...
It's corny. It's cheesy.
But still...
It's a Disney movie.
No, you might be right. Because I part of me thinks you're 100% right that he's like... He's trying to convince himself while he tells everybody. But then there's another part of me that thinks he's kind of going like George Costanza when he's like, it's not a lie if you believe it or if you say it enough times. So I go back and forth of confusion between, is he just desperately hoping he can will this into existence? Or is he like, these yokels keep coming back for more and I'll keep spoon feeding it to them?
I think here's a little bit of the scary thing as a Cowboys fan, not me, you listening. Is
and me
is he can only save today with this stupid trade to like distract you from what is really happening and what he did. Because isn't it amazing that he traded a fourth round pick today but wouldn't do anything in March to help out the team?
I know, and you think about like, what happened last year when they made some moves around that time. You got Brandon Cooks for a fifth round pick, and like obviously I know he's been injured this year. You got a cornerback for a Stephon Gilmore for a fifth round pick, and I felt really good about that.
What does he do if they lose Sunday by, let's say, 14 points to Philadelphia? And then it's a 100% over at that point. You have six losses. Philadelphia would only have two. I'm sorry, I don't know Washington's schedule this week, but like you just go. What strings does he pull on you Cowboy fans next week?
I don't know.
I don't know either, because the trade deadline's over. I don't. Does he tease like you remember when Dak broke his hand and he's like, Dak could play this week?
Yeah.
And you're like, are you? What?
Yeah.
But he knows. Like he's not stupid. He's one of the smartest business guys in the world. He's selling business. He's not selling football. He's selling a product that doesn't exist, and he's good at it.
This is where I will disagree with you. I don't think that's anywhere near as effective as you think it is or as he thinks it is. I think there are a lot more people like me who love the Cowboys because they love the Cowboys because that was their upbringing. Like, whether they watched it with their parents, their grandparents, or whoever. Not because Jerry... Like, I'm not excited today because Jerry Jones is selling me on anything. I love the Cowboys just because... That's been a part of my life since I was little. I think there are more people like me.
But don't you say he preys on the stupid?
I could see that.
Hey, Mike.
I'm not saying there's none of those people, but I think there's more people like me.
There's some answers from the 972. He'll fire a coach.
Yeah.
From the 469, he'll fire Zimmer.
That's right.
Yeah.
There are other bullets in this gun. Like there definitely
that's
are.
True. There definitely
that's
are.
True. So that's kind of his probably one of his next steps.
You just got to decide, are you the kid that goes up in front of the class and has the piece of paper? Then you're like prepared for this? Or are you the kid that goes up in front of the class and just goes, look, man, I didn't read this book, but I'm going to tell y'all straight here.
Yeah.
The movie was really good.
Or maybe they'll go pick up the OC from Detroit and we'll all be like, hey, we got this.
That's a next year thing, Kevin.
Okay.
That dude has to win a Super Bowl this year first.
Okay. Gotcha.
I got Mingo going for 10 for 200 and two touchdowns.
Dude.
Sunday.
If that happens.
Oh.
We come in Monday.
All in
and
our
we're
faces.
Like,
in
we
my
turned
face.
It all around, baby. It was the Cole Hamels trade.
I thought he was a forward for the Golden State Warriors.
Mingo's going to be an ace for the next 3 years.
It's not Jonathan Kuminga.
He got benched. He's coming off the bench now, and they're 5-1. I don't know if Golden State won last night. I think they're 5-1 to start.
Sounds like Jonathan.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.